Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the words that you've given to Deanna to share with us. And I do pray, God, that we would understand your love and that we would learn how to show it and that you would change our hearts and that we would understand how precious we are to you and what you have to offer for us. And we just lift up this time to you, and I pray that you would please just meet us all here in this place. And it's in your name we pray, amen. Well, for those of you guys who don't know me, or you girls, my name is Jessica, and I'm 24 years old, and I'm married to Gary, and I have been a Christian for almost about 6 years. And I just want to start off by sharing this scripture. It's my favorite story in the Bible, and if you guys want to open up your Bibles, it's John 8. I'm going to read from verse 2 to verse 11 for now. Is this okay? Okay. Can I sit? Okay. Just going to make myself at home. Can you guys all see me okay? Okay. Early in the morning, he came to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. And now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And when Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him, Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on sin no more." And what I love about this story so much is that they said that when the scribes and Pharisees brought this woman to Jesus, she was naked, and I imagine she was very ashamed and very embarrassed of herself, and for what, I don't know what brought her to the place of being caught in adultery. And I understand that this might be hard for some of you guys to hear, but I love this story because that's what God did for me. I just explained a little bit to you. When I was growing up, my dad was an alcoholic and my mom was an addict, and you know, they did their best they could to raise me, but there wasn't no boundaries and there's no structure and no rules at my house. So I just became very angry and confused young woman. And by the time I was 15 years old, I was just, I honestly was searching for love everywhere I can find it, in any high I can get. And when I was 15 years old, it's really hard. When I was 15 years old, I ended up going to a party with my friends, and I ended up getting raped that night. And I remember up until this time, I'd always held on to my virginity. I wasn't told why not to hold on to it. But I seen the other girls, and I seen the shame that it brought to these other girls, my friends. And after it happened, I remember the next day I'd gone to school, and I told myself it was my fault because I shouldn't have been at this party, and I shouldn't have been drinking, and it was my fault. And I know now it wasn't my fault, but I remember I just gave in. I gave in to the pressures at school, and I thought, you know what, they got the best of me, the pressures, and I gave in, and I just kept doing it, and I kept filling this void in my heart that I thought, if I just would do this with my boyfriend or do this with my friend, he's going to pay attention to me. And I gave in, and they took advantage of my weakness. By the time I was 17 years old, I had slept with 10 guys, you guys, and it was just a void. It was such a void in my life, and like I'm losing myself. It was just a lie. I just want to encourage you guys that it's all a lie. There's nothing fulfilling about what these guys might have to offer you, what this world is selling right now. It's all a lie. And once you've given into what they want you to do, they leave you, and you're used, and you feel abused. And I just really want to encourage you guys, if you're here and you guys have had those pressures, or if you've been hurt, if there's been things in your life, that God offers redemption. And I just want to read 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you guys want to turn there. It's my favorite scripture. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new things have come. And I wanted to remind you guys that, or tell you guys that I didn't hear about Jesus. I really didn't know that having sex was a sin. And what I love the most is that, I'm going to skip ahead because I feel like I'm really nervous, is that when I met my husband, he renewed our marriage. Our relationship started with addictions and addictions to sex, addictions to drugs, and he's renewed our whole life. And there's a second chance for all of you guys, and I'm not by any means giving any excuse to say it's okay to go and try it out, because in the end you can say, oh, please forgive me, I want to try to have a new, you know, it's not to be taken advantage of, you know. Christ loves you, and he just doesn't want you to have those scars. And I just want to tell you that my marriage is amazing, and God has done so much of healing. And I guess I really want to encourage you, those of you who have been hurt, that there's a second chance for you guys. And God is good. He is truthful. And like Deanna was saying, he's everything. Jesus is really everything. And I know it's really hard at the pressures that you guys are going through right now. But, you know, it's hold on to yourself, because you guys are beautiful little girls, and you are his angel. You're his daughters, and I love that so much. You know, my father in the world, he did the best he could, but it fell short for me. And to think the God of the universe, he loves you guys. Like that, like Josh said, you're like a little grain of sand, but he thinks of you more than a grain of sand. And I just really want to encourage you guys that. So I'm just going to stop. are we already ready for lunch, or... you guys hungry?